Welcome to the Feds in the Cloud panel, sponsored by Google. Here's your host, Tom Temin.
Our guests today are Brian McGrath, the CIO of the Census Bureau, to my immediate left, David Mihalchek, the head of Google Federal Apps team from Google, Wolf Tombe is the CIO of Customs and Border Protection, and to his left, Joe Klimovich, the CIO of NOAA. It's great having you all on the panel. And why don't we start with a little bit of background on cloud computing itself. This is something that, of course, the federal government has been pushing through OMB, even Congress getting into the act. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but briefly, what is cloud computing in terms of what your agency is up to? Brian, why don't we start with you?
Well, we all know the NIST definition, the ubiquitous delivery of IT services to any device, anywhere, at any time. But for us at the Census Bureau, cloud really means something much different, much broader. It's not really defined by public versus private, hybrid versus community. It's really part of an overarching strategy that we have to deliver IT services faster, better, cheaper. Perhaps today I should be saying cheaper, faster, better in this tough economic climate that we're in. But for us, cloud really encompasses three strategies. The first is data center consolidation, and we are rigorously moving forward to consolidate the number of data centers we have down from a number of data centers around 12 during the height of the decennial program down to 3 at this point. The second is common platforms and standards. We, like most federal agencies, have thousands of applications and systems and products that we support across our enterprise. And through a standards initiative involving all of the different aspects of IT and the business at the Census Bureau, we're looking to rationalize that infrastructure, drive down the number of products and services and applications that we support to try to better achieve cost efficiencies. And third is shared services and working collaboratively both internally and externally. So at the Census Bureau, we're turning our data center into a data center marketplace where we are engaging outside customers to come in and house their systems in our data center, as well as we're building systems, software as a service, if you will, around enterprise content management and workflow. That's a product that we can then deliver to other agencies outside the Census Bureau.
All right, David, we're going to get back to you after we've heard from all the federal speakers, but Wolf Tombe is from Customs and Border Protection, and so you've got a very different agency setup and business model. What are you using as your working definition of cloud computing?
Well, like Brian, we use the NIST definition. So for vendors who want to know what we're referring to as cloud, we are referring to Special Publication 800-145, and that's the definition we use. But for us, cloud offers a number of capabilities. Obviously, with the economy the way it is, cost reductions are key for us. But in addition, cloud offers the capability for transformation, and it's transformation from an IT perspective and from the ability to provide services to our users in the field. So there's agility that's related to the cloud and getting to our applications to the users quicker. And there's also transparency and costs. So we will be able to give our business owners who are paying for our services true transparency and visibility into the costs of IT services.
And Joe Klimovich, NOAA, of course, your agency studies the clouds and the ocean and pretty much everything in between. What are you working with as your definition of cloud computing?
Well, first of all, I agree with everything that said by Brian and Wolf. We have lots of different cloud initiatives underway, and I think the one that everybody's most familiar with is the transition to Google Apps, or what we call as our unified messaging service. But we have some that are essentially private, we want people to gain access to, but we use internally. We have an emergency notification system that's hosted in the cloud. We have our web operations center is essentially a cloud service. Our voice over IP service is a cloud solution. We have high performance computing that is shared by 29 other countries out there and many different federal agencies, and that is essentially a cloud. We have a geospatial platform that is hosted in the Amazon cloud. And that's, another example of a shared service that's hosted in the cloud. And I think really a lot of these are driven by the budgets declining. The demand is certainly not going down for better services faster. So this is the cloud offers an opportunity for you to provision services faster, better, cheaper. But I think the other thing that in addition to all those, is I really like the idea of moving to a utility model from a cost funding perspective, that it's a bill. You reduce everything to a bill. Here's the cost of this service versus can you go another year without recapping your servers and operating an additional risk. It's a way of managing risk and reducing IT to essentially be a utility.
Let's move to David Michalczyk from Google. Google is the original cloud company, I guess, in some ways. But are you able to accommodate all of the different definitions or, let's say, what people bring to cloud, the idea they have for what they want from it? Can you accommodate that range of thinking and implementation with the infrastructure you offer?
We can, and I think the definition is really applications delivered through the internet, and they're available on at any time, anywhere, any device. And this expectation has really been set by federal users, by federal employees who have the experience of very fast technology at home, and they have a different experience at work. What we hear when we talk to federal employees often is that it's easier for them to manage the coordination of their kid's soccer game at home than it is for them to do some mission tasks at work because of the technology that's available. Federal employees want, whether they know the definition of cloud computing or not, they want the same type of technology that they have at home at work. And that's what cloud computing enables for these employees. It's more powerful technology at a lower cost with, in many cases, better security than the technology that is available today. And President Obama himself has said that the children of federal government employees have more powerful technology in their backpacks on their way to school than their parents do in their federal agencies when they get to work. And cloud computing can really change this fundamentally, and it can help federal employees work smarter and have their the tools that they need to work available anytime, anywhere, any device. And this can really, I think, transform not only the IT organizations of federal government employees, which probably panelists know very, very well, but it can change the way that federal employees work, really making them much more productive.
Okay, so we've gone over the definitions, and it turns out that NIST has a definition, but a lot of federal agencies end up using what it is they need from cloud in order to define it. So now I want to move on to what some of the agencies are doing from a contractual implementation standpoint, even without talking about the benefits, which we'll get to later. But what are you doing? And why don't we start with you, Wolf Tombe, from Customs and Border Protection.
Okay, so we're doing a number of things to adopt cloud, one of which is we are looking towards our data center from the department, which is a cloud provider, and we are in the process of adopting email as a service, SharePoint as a service, instant messaging as a service, project as a service, those kind of off-the-shelf capabilities that we use every day. While that's going on, though, we recognize that with national security and law enforcement sensitive data, we can't put that in a public cloud today. So we are in the process of also designing and building a private cloud capability. Now, there are private cloud capabilities out there. We're looking at those. GSA has FedRAMP. We're looking at that, but because of the sensitivity of our data and information, we do have to look at higher security standards. And so we are looking at a private cloud capability that meets our requirements for high authentication and high assurance of data.
So you believe then that it's possible to have high assurance and high security FedRAMP compliant in a commercial cloud? You could.
I think so, yes.
Okay. And Joe Klimovich at NOAA, you have just made a major transition. Give us some of the details about what it is NOAA is doing as you move to the Google platform.
Well, we certainly piloted both Google's cloud offering and Microsoft's BPOS offering. And I would certainly recommend anybody that's looking to go to the cloud is to pilot the capability, because if you can't get a pilot going or a demonstration capability going, then it doesn't exist, and I would not recommend buying anything that doesn't already exist. But we've been taking advantage of a strategic sourcing vehicle that we put in place in 2010 called NOAA-Link, which is 10 small businesses, and it allows us the flexibility of moving to the cloud pretty quickly because our strategy here is to consolidate all of our existing small IT contracts to NOAA-Link contracts to strategically align them. And that's exactly how we contracted for Google Apps, was through one of those companies on the NOAA-Link acquisition vehicle. And again, allowed us to move very quickly. I think that one of the things that we really worked very hard to do this is you've got to make sure that your requirement set is technology neutral. Because the last thing we do is get hung up in a protest or any kind of issue, contractual issue. So we've gone out of our way to make sure that we go out there and try to procure a cloud solution. It's as technology neutral as we can make it.
And I wanted to ask you a follow-up, too, about the idea of the FedRAMP process, which people are waiting for. GSA and OMB say the FedRAMP is almost done, and it's going to be promulgated pretty soon, and agencies can start applying for FedRAMP certification. And also, they're going to have the certifiers established pretty soon. How were you able to do this in a secure, assured way before FedRAMP exists?
I think, to a large degree, our process for contracting for Google Apps for Government takes advantage of a lot of the things that are in FedRAMP. For one, we work very closely with GSA. Remember, GSA transitioned to Google before we did, so. We took advantage of their lessons learned, took advantage of the security work they had done, reviewed all the documentation that was put together by Google for GSA. And so we didn't start from scratch. We took advantage of the work that was out there and then built upon that. And I think it's really the concept of FedRAMP is don't reinvent it, don't redo something that some other agencies already done.
So you might be able to give them some advice when the time comes.
Well, we've been working very closely with the FedRAMP group as well, yes.
All right, and Brian McGrath, tell us what's going on at Census with respect to cloud implementation.
Well, just as Wolf articulated, we have a multi-pronged strategy for cloud, both leveraging the public cloud. Ironically enough, we have an employee emergency notification system that's hosted out of the cloud that worked very effectively last night to advise all of our employees that the government would be delayed in their opening today. We also have a number of other initiatives. We're using content delivery networks as a front end to our publicly facing websites. We are leveraging Salesforce.com for managing what is in essence of 200,000 partnership relationships that we have with public and private entities across the United States to get the word out about what the Census Bureau does and the data and how they can leverage it. But at the same time, we have a focus on a private cloud. And we recently deployed email to 10,000 of our field representatives from our private cloud. And absent the concept of the cloud and cloud supporting technologies, we never would have been able to deliver that capability as rapidly as we were able to. We are also focused on SharePoint as a service and Project as a service. We're provisioning them both internally but also externally to other agencies within the Commerce Department that we partner with. And our big initiative at this point is really virtual desktop infrastructure. And we see that as coming out of our private cloud with the opportunity to ebb and flow to the public cloud as our needs grow and emerge throughout the coming years.
And David Michalczyk, I remember the days when email was so new that it was news every time an agency signed up for email and put their workers on email. Today, we're at the cloud point where every time a big agency moves to the cloud, it's still news. So from your perspective, how mature is the cloud adoptability, if you will, for the federal government? I guess it's really how mature are the agency's approach to being ready to adopt cloud when we're still at the point where it's news every time somebody goes there.
I think it's quite mature, and I think as we've seen from our panelists today and the other news we've seen around the federal government, that cloud computing is mainstream in the federal government and in the public sector. We've seen incredible momentum across federal government agencies and in state and local agencies in the United States. It's really quite amazing. I think if this panel thought back 2 years ago that we'd be talking about full agencies in the cloud for email and for other capabilities today, that we would see the kind of adoption that we've seen at the state and local level, whole states running their entire enterprise email environment through the cloud. I'm not sure many would have predicted it, but some certainly would have thought it would have been impossible. So I think we are seeing incredible momentum, and this is something that is things like the FedRAMP program. These are all very strong signals that this is a mainstream occurrence within the federal government.
We're speaking with Brian McGrath, the CIO of the Census Bureau, David Michalczyk, the head of Google's federal apps team from Google. We have also today Wolf Tombe, the CIO, Customs and Border Protection, and Joe Klimovich, the CIO of NOAA. And you are listening to Feds in the Cloud panel sponsored by Google here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. We'll be right back.